Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 16. My, how the season has flown. And our race is starting to shape up a little bit. The lovely Rita Sanchez, after another huge week going 15-1 in her picks, she's on a three-game heater. She has opened up a six-game lead on D, who's got 150. So it's 156 for lovely Rita Sanchez, 150 for D, 147 for me. A couple of bad breaks this week. Pittsburgh, Carolina, I'm looking at you. Friend of the show, Rob Adams at 125. And Danny Butler rounding out the top five at 103. Let's see what we can do this week. Thursday night, 8:15, Amazon Prime. The 9-5 Denver Broncos go into SoFi to take on the 8-6 Los Angeles Chargers.
The Broncos.
Give me the Broncos. That defense plays. Bo Nix, have yourself a day. Sunday, 1:00. The 9-5 Houston Texans go into Arrowhead to take on the 13-1 Kansas City Chiefs. Possibly.
That's on Saturday.
Oh, that is
right?
On Saturday. Saturday. My apologies. Saturday at 1. 13-1 Chiefs, maybe without Patrick Mahomes.
Chiefs, with or without him, they'll find a way.
This is going to be tough. This is tough now. The win probability is 67-33 in the favor of the Chiefs, even with the Mahomes injury. So it did come down slightly. They're giving the Texans more of a chance. And I, too, am giving the Texans more of a chance. But I think the Chiefs escape. I think they pull something off. Butker's back. Maybe a kick at the gun. Something. Not sure if it's going to be Wentz or Mahomes, but Chiefs are still narrowly going to escape. Saturday part 2, 4:30, AFC North matchup. The 10-4 Pittsburgh Steelers go into Baltimore to take on the 9-5 Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens.
This is another tough matchup. I got to go with the Ravens too. The defense is going to play. Can Russ move the damn ball is the question. Can the offense move the ball? Pickens is probably not going to play this week. Probably out again. So we'll see. The Ravens, they feasted on the Giants. Let's see if they can keep that momentum going. Sunday for real this time. The 3-11 Cleveland Browns go into Cincinnati to take on the 6-8 Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals.
I got to go with the Bengals as well. The 2-12 New York Football Giants go into Hotlanta to take on the 7-7 Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons. I think the Giants are starting to boil.
It's 98-2 on CBS Sports in favor of Falcons.
Even with Penix.
Well, I don't know if it moved yet because of Penix. that's giving me pause right now because it's a rookie quarterback at the end of the day. You do still have veteran defensive players. And they get after the quarterback. Can he make the quick reads? Can he make the quick decisions? Can he do what he needs to do to avoid the traps that are set for rookies? I'm going to say yes. Only because of what's on the other side. Tim Boyle is god awful. You know, it's just done. Like, it's over. Like, what are we doing here? The Giants defense will keep them in the game. But if Bijan gets going, Penix won't need to worry about anything. If they actually establish the run, shit's over. It could be over in the first quarter. Give me the Falcons. Give me the Falcons. The 7-7 Arizona Cardinals go into Charlotte to take on the 3-11 Carolina Panthers.
I'm going to take the Cards.
I got the Cards as well. The Panthers were trending better until last week. But the Cards are still in the hunt for the NFC West, possibly even for a wild card. The 12-2 Detroit Lions go into Soldier Field to take on the 4-10 Chicago Bears.
Lions.
Get right game. Absolutely get right game for the Lions. They just need to survive that and get out in one piece. The 3-11 Tennessee Titans, starting Mason Rudolph, go into Indianapolis to take on the 6-8 Colts. Give me the Colts. I'll take the Colts as well. Mason Rudolph makes it a closer game, but the Colts are a better team. The 8-6 Los Angeles Rams come east to MetLife to take on the 4-10 Jets. Jets.
Rams. It's going to be cold.
I am taking the Rams as well. Big day for Kyron Williams. And I think they take over the division lead. The 12-2 Philadelphia Eagles go into Landover, Maryland to take on the 9-5 Washington Commanders. Give me the Eagles. I'll take the Eagles as well.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits, or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z.
The 12-2 Minnesota Vikings. We're into the 4 o'clock hour now. The Vikings go into Lumen Field to take on the 8-6 Seattle Seahawks, most likely with Sam Howell under center.
The Vikings.
There goes the division lead for the Seahawks. Skull. Skull. The 3-11 New England Patriots go into Orchard Park to take on the 11-3 Buffalo Bills.
Bills.
Not even close. This is going to be a walkover for the Bills. The 3-11 Jacksonville Jaguars go into Las Vegas to take on the 2-12 Las Vegas Raiders.
Jags.
Taking the Jags as well. Tempted to take the Raiders, but yeah, no. Desmond Ridder still under center? Yeah, that's all you need to know. In the battle of disappointing teams, the 6-8 49ers go into Miami to take on the 6-8 Miami Dolphins, who just cut Odell Beckham this week.
49ers.
I'm going to take the Dolphins. I think the Niners are just too banged up, particularly in the linebacker position. That's definitely going to be a problem for them. Your Sunday night special. The 8-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers go into Jerry World to take on the 6-8 Dallas Cowboys. Bucks. I will take the Bucks as well. And your Monday night delight, Festivus. Let's see who delivers the feats of strength. Remember, it's not over till you pin your father. The 5-9 New Orleans Saints go into Lambeau to take on the 10-4 Green Bay Packers.
Packers.
I am going with the Packers as well. Not going to be close. And yeah, CBS Sports agrees 1%. They are giving the Saints 1%. If they show up, there's your 1%. We actually got to the field. There's your 1%. You put your pants on. That's 1%. You got the right color shoes on. 1%. That being said, they're totally getting waxed by the Packers. It is fantasy playoff time. Fantasy championship time. No buys here. Adjust your rosters accordingly. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.